You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
Oh,
from the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Melissa here and
Michelle.
And we are here with The Voice. This is Battle Rounds Part 1.
So this is Season 3, Episode 10.
Yeah, Episode 10. So we had 9 episodes of just the blind auditions.
And then, of course, last Tuesday, we had the Best of the Blinds audition.
Yes. And then now we have the Battle Rounds. Whoa. This got crazy this time. First, let's start going through the battles, and then we'll talk about the stealing, which was a crazy new part of the show.
Well, let's just say, first of all, that we miss you, Winter Ray, and hope to see you back here next week. And without further ado, let's hit these battle rounds, because it's been crazy.
It's been quite a battle. You know, there was, started out with Casey Music Man, but you know, it's spelled differently.
I think it's pronounced like Music Man.
I think it's, yes.
Music Man.
Music Man. Which,
so it sounds like it.
Like Music Man.
But it's not.
Anyway, he's super country, okay? And then we have Terry McDermott, okay? Who's a genuine rock star from
Scotland.
The island of rock.
Well, that's what Adam thinks.
Which is the British Isle. Of
Scotland,
United Kingdom. So is Casey Music Man versus Terry McDermott. And then on the team was Blake and Michael Bublé. So yeah. There it was. And they
those
sang.
Those are the coaches.
Yeah, they were the coaches. And then they sang Carry On My Wayward Son by Yes.
By Kansas.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I meant Kansas.
By Kansas, but can we talk about how Casey Music Man, I'm just going to call him because I don't get how to say his name, said, I'll tell you what. He said that.
Yes, he actually said that.
So that's how you know that he's actually really country.
Yeah, it was very exciting for everyone, for all of us.
That's what Blake says.
So, you know, they did that song, and I love that song, and it was a great song. And it really came down to who knew themselves better.
Well, I don't know. Well, do you think that Casey sounded country anyway, even though it was like a kind of rock song, classic rock song?
You know, I don't think he said a country, but I mean, I think what it was that Terry had a stronger identity of himself. And it wasn't that Casey didn't sound country, because I felt the song is not country. But, you know, I thought he did really well in the song. You know, he's a little intense with his, he's not going to fail. And no one's going to
face on.
Bring him down or
crazy
else.
Face.
But, you know, Terry was just a very nice guy. You know,
I have a 5-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really do his accent.
That's what it was. And I agree. I think Terry sang it just not even with more energy, but he was just more himself, a rocker.
Yeah, he was more of a rocker. I think that the song probably worked better for him. Also, I think that Casey went in there being like, I can't lose, rather than I want to do the best I can and have fun with it, and I can't control what happens.
Mm-hmm.
He was more like, I'm going to win it because, like, my dad drives trucks. Or something. And so he said that.
Like that.
Yeah. And we know that Terry has like a wife and a son and everything. And Terry was like pacing around the stage a lot, and he seemed to like not really have a meaning for that. So at first I thought that was going to be a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, Blake chose Terry.
Yeah. And you know what? I thought Casey would go crazy because he was so intense about losing, but he was very gracious. had a very good attitude about it.
What did he say again?
No.
That good of an attitude. I remember that he said, like, he said something similar to what Ariana Huffington said about...
Oh, it's just a little... It will make me stronger as an artist.
It will make... It like, teaches me something or somehow being really positive, and I think Christina liked that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always nice when they're gracious and not completely, you know, angry and pissed off, you know?
Yeah.
So then next up on the battle rounds, we had Brian Keith versus Colin.
Colin McLaughlin.
Colin dropped out of grad school.
Yeah, grad school dropout is the way they introduced him, which is like, most people don't ever get to grad school. I don't know if you call him like a dropout.
Yeah, and can he just like,
doesn't he get an award for getting that far?
Right, an award. Interesting.
That's basically what it is. Like the Voice Award. And the other dude is from the Bronx?
Well, he's the one with the famous dad who won a Grammy or was nominated.
Won, like, 5 Grammys or something.
Or in the Latin world. And
it's like a big deal, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, he's like trying to get out from that. And, you know, basically, I feel like this song was picked for Brian.
Yeah. I mean, it was clearly picked for Adam.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Adam loved the song. He even said... He gave him the equivalent of singing line readings. Mm-hmm. Like, don't sing it like that. Sing it like this. Mm-hmm. And then he would you sing it the way that he wanted them to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of weird.
Well, yeah.
I think maybe he's more of a performer than a, like, coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, Adam.
Wow.
I mean, I would still choose him. He's totally hot, but...
Yeah.
And he seems super nice.
But I do feel like he was showing them, like, tempo some of those times when he was singing it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, this is how you should do it.
I just know that the part of the interview they showed when he was like, I just want them to do it, like, the way that I would do it, or I love this song, and I want them to do it justice. Mm-hmm. It's almost, like, so much pressure. How can you even allow them to be creative?
And also, it's kind of like, you know, I feel like these coaches put them up against each other because they kind of know who they want to pick.
Well, we figured that out by the end of the episode, but we'll talk about that.
But we'll talk about that later.
But Mary J. Blige was the guest coach.
With Adam Levine on Adam's team.
Yeah, with Adam. And Colin was like, you know, a little nerdy guy. Yeah. A little bit in comparison to Brian.
Yeah. You know, yeah, he seems like a really nice guy, but he's a little nerdy. And they sang Santeria, and as Christina put it, he just brought swag to it.
Yeah.
It was definitely more his vibe and his style and, you know, Papa Cap'n Sancho and I slam her down. It's not, when Colin sang it, it wasn't.
Seemed unnatural.
Seemed a little unnatural. But he did, like Eden said, have perfect pitch, which was kind of insane.
Said a razor sharp pitch.
Yeah. And Brian was off some of the time and he has a unique kind of
rasp in his voice.
Rasp in his voice. So that kind of gave him an edge with the song, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, at first I thought Colin had a nervous energy because he started too early, and I thought that was going to mess him up for the rest of the song.
Yeah.
That was very off, but, you know, just...
It's hard when you start in the song because it's like, what?
I think he was nervous and he was just like, okay, I'm just going to do it. Yeah. And he was so busy, like, talking to himself in his head that it wasn't, like, counting.
Yeah, he wasn't like, it was crazy stressful. Anyway, Brian brought more. He was just ripe for the song more.
Yeah.
And Colin just got very excited in a good way, in the way that you want to...
Grad school way.
In a grad school way. In the way that you want to, you know, bring everything you have to the song. But the song calls for a more chillaxed yet powerful...
Swagger.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, I know you went to school in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see Colin walking around NYU?
I could. He dropped out of NYU?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could... Definitely see him walking around NYU.
Well, there we go.
There we go. I mean, I just confirmed
Would
that.
He be in danger of being robbed?
He might.
He looks very friendly.
Yeah, he's very friendly looking, and he has perfect pitch. But this is crazy because Blake and CeeLo pushed their buttons to steal him because Colin...
Yeah, right away.
Colin was cut. And right away, Blake and CeeLo pushed their buttons, and that means that Colin could be stolen and be on another team, and Blake ended up stealing Colin.
Well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. He was in the middle of telling Adam that I've actually known you for so much longer. Right. Our relationship began.
When I was a kid, I saw Maroon 5 concerts. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Be on my team now. I'll tell you what.
Blake had enough of it. He was going to steal Colin.
Oh, yeah. He'd had enough. And he did. And I think that also, Blake is really funny and stuff, and he did that. And then Adam was like, you interrupted him in the middle of a compliment.
Well, I think the part of it where the judges have to be careful is that CeeLo and Blake chose Colin even before Adam made his decision. He was like, oh, I would have chosen Colin to win. And CeeLo said, I would have chosen Brian. And that ended up really not working out for him.
Yeah, that was a good point.
Because
he said, like, I believed in you from the beginning. I mean, since 5 minutes ago, mm-hmm. CeeLo would have even chosen Brian.
Yeah. So that was a crazy turn of events.
That was.
And then.
Oh, that was also the debut of the steal.
Yeah, that was the first steal, which we'll go into depth in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Diego Val and JR Aquino, the YouTube star.
The Alaskan YouTube celeb, Diego Val via Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Thomas was the guest coach.
Mm-hmm, and CeeLo was the coach. And they chose Jesse's girl. And this one kind of surprised me because I just felt like Diego was not prepared when he showed up to rehearsal.
I don't know if what part of like rehearsal that was or anything. They make it look like they rehearsed twice is what it kind of makes it look like. But so he was messing up the lyrics and he said he'd never heard the song before. Or he didn't know the song. But then he said, I'm going to be honest, I didn't practice.
Mm-hmm. And pass the first verse?
Yeah, rather than, I'm going to be honest, like, this language is really hard for me or something.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of made it sound like he just didn't feel like doing his work, so he didn't.
Which CeeLo and Rob Thomas were not very happy about, it seemed like. But
no.
JR was kind of doing really well in the rehearsal. And then they went again, and when they went on stage, it was like kind of like Diego's unique voice won out over JR's more R&B.
Well, also Diego's presence, like he was jumping around the whole stage. He seemed like he was having a lot of fun.
He pushed JR.
And he did push JR, but JR did the
handshake.
Psych,
yeah.
Handshake.
Mm-hmm.
Not very nice, but CeeLo told him to come out on the stage with
more aggression. Attitude.
Aggression and attitude. And CeeLo was like, otherwise, like, they'll lose. They'll just lose, which is scary.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He seemed like a harsh judge. I mean, a harsh coach, kind of.
And it was sad because, you know, JR seems, like, really talented and, like, a good guy.
Well, he's fine, I think. He has 45 million views and counting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Top 10 most watched artists in the world.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Like,
No. Top 100, I think, most subscribed.
Oh, most subscribed. I thought it was top 10 most subscribed.
I don't know. I think it's definitely top 100.
We'll see about that.
Okay.
Anyway, so who did they go with?
Well, okay, they sang Jesse's Girl. We said that. And they went with Diego. And I thought someone was going to steal JR, but they didn't.
No, they totally did not. And it's really awkward when Carson is like, okay, now's the chance to steal. And everyone's like,
put their head down.
I was checking the time.
Yeah, Adam was like taking a drink.
Yeah, but if they really want someone, they're like right on it.
Yeah, they claim them.
I was kind of surprised, but I guess that JR has like, I think in terms of vocal tone, like he was stronger, like Christina said, but he definitely had like a cleaner vibe or whatever, you know.
And CeeLo said that he could help Diego grow more.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's more like unique, like CeeLo.
But I think so. But I also think people just like voices with an edge or something different about it.
Yeah, and also I think that he doesn't really like look like anybody else. So
Diego,
yeah,
like he looks like very hot.
Yeah. And the way he dresses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his style is unique. And on top of that, he's, like, foreign, you know, from Peru, mm-hmm. I think that adds like a whole nother advantage for him in terms of like, oh, who's this guy? You know, when people come internationally, people think, oh, that must be the best of their country, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
So. So I chose Diego. I would have chosen him too.
Yeah, Jira walked off into the YouTube sunset. It's back on YouTube.
I guess that's a better sunset than Diego would have walked off into.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about
Peruvian one.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway.
So do you want to talk to everyone about iTunes?
Well, if you mean talk to everyone about iTunes, there's a lot of things to talk about when it comes to iTunes.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Really?
I'm going to be real.
Okay.
People. So I think that it's important to know that we really do appreciate when you guys listen and when you guys download. Look us up on YouTube, which is youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Tweet us at AfterBuzzTV. But it helps so much, and iTunes sees it too, when you guys rate and subscribe and also just, like, review what you think of the show, things that you think we missed. You can tweet at us, things that you... Whatever you think, whatever you're thinking, we want to hear about it. And we also want to hear feedback and how we can make everything better for you and give you guys what you want. So then it's a happy relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
You can also buy our album on iTunes. Oh, wow. Flags and Boxes.
Yeah.
By Macedo.
Well,
that's us.
That later.
That's us. That's two of us. So.
But anyway, next up.
Saying, oh, you can also watch performances from The Voice on iTunes.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. And you can download the songs.
At
is that,
one
is
point,
that what you're talking about? How you can download
the videos, yeah.
Yeah, but also the songs, you know, they record all the battle rounds every week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They. Yeah.
Well, learn something new.
Okay. All right. Well, next up we had Christina's team with
Billie Joe Armstrong,
yeah.
Who I think she like totally is crushing on.
Maybe.
I've never heard her speak so highly of somebody else.
Well, you have to speak highly of your guest.
I know, but not. I've never heard her speak highly of someone else. Mm-hmm. I've heard her speak highly of other people, but not this much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did she say? She said, he's just like, it's an honor to have him and like all this stuff. And
he has done quite a lot.
He has, including, I don't know if you guys know, but at the iHeartRadio Festival last week, he got
married.
Maybe
we can save that for
news.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to say, I think if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. But he just got mad. It just reminded me of it since we're talking about him now.
All right, we could just say it right now.
That's what I'm saying.
He just freaked out on stage, and apparently they cut his set short to,
and he broke a guitar.
20 minutes, and he broke a guitar, and he said, I'm not Justin Bieber.
Quote, I'm not effing Justin Bieber.
Yeah. So it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it was funny.
You guys should look it up.
It was really mad.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this was him.
What a team this was. I thought it was going to be the craziest battle of the show.
Oh, my God. Deborah versus Nelly's Echo. And you know what? I think it's a little bit of a tactic when people pretend to be all shy in the rehearsal or they, like, don't give it their full, like, best shot. And then when they bring it on stage, they go crazy.
Well, that's what I think everyone who's shy in the rehearsal, the other person is, like, wary of them. Like, oh, are they just going to try to bring it out on me and, like, blow me away on stage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just, yeah, psyching them out, making them think, oh, it's, like, not going to be a big deal, whatever.
And I think Deborah was kind of freaked out because Nelly's Echo does sound a lot like Sting, and his voice really works for this song. And he knows the song, and Deborah didn't know it. And, you know, it just seemed like he would go in there with more of an edge. But she really brought it. And I think what was cool is that she brought her own unique voice to it. And Nelly's Echo kind of did too, but it sounded like...
More like the original?
Yeah, more like the original, less like surprising.
Yeah, but Nelly's Echo, like that first verse that he got in, was amazing.
Yeah.
And I thought there's no way she can top this.
Yeah.
But she totally did.
But that's what also I think CeeLo said, that he'd never seen it with a song that started at...
Oh, Blake said that.
Blake started at a place like and then an ended up on
ramp.
Like this crazy upward, like he's saying there's no valleys in it. It was just straight up like, amazingly built.
The whole time.
So I think that she really got everyone at the end.
Yeah, and she was, like, jumping around, you know, and she was talking about... And then, when Adam said to her, Adam, like, started to cry.
Yeah.
And was like, you know, it makes me sad that people... What do you say? People that in the world aren't accepting or something of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes me really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they interviewed her after, I was getting emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
she was. She didn't know what else to do but cry.
She was like...
But she was happy.
I've never been appreciated before mm-hmm. The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And now appreciate it. Was just really sad.
It was very sad. But it was good because she made it.
Yeah.
And Nelly Seko didn't, and no one stole him.
I know, which really surprised me.
Yeah, that surprised me too, because he's really good.
But the problem about steals at this point is that everyone's team is almost totally full.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not, some of them don't even have room on their teams to steal.
Mm-hmm.
That surprises me about Nelly Seko. Just need an extra oxygen. Just need an extra oxygen.
Really? So you really don't like Nelly Seko that much?
I like Deborah a lot more.
Yeah, I was happy because she has a really cool personality, too.
Yeah, and I like her style and everything. I don't know. Like, she just is, like, a winning personality, winning everything, I think.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Yeah.
Two Steel Girls versus Gracia Harrison. This is kind of really intense. I also feel like I could never imagine being in a singing duo with my mom.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a whole lot of a big old mess.
I don't know about you, but I'm in a singing duo with my twin.
That's me. That's me.
So, like I was saying,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't imagine with my mom.
Mm. I guess we have the same mom.
We do have the same mom.
I guess if we had a singing mom.
Okay, but any mom.
Mm-hmm.
Any mom that sings.
Well, I think the thing about them is that they were just seemed so scared, like they weren't having fun with it.
Yeah, they didn't seem like they were having fun.
Like it was such high risks and high stakes that it just felt scary.
They didn't just let it out or like shake it off, you know, and we're like, okay, whatever, we're gonna do the best we can and here it goes.
Yeah.
It was like the whole time they're like,
yeah. Like, and I guess they don't do country, is what they were kind of saying.
No, the mom said that she's
more of a soulful singer.
Yeah, but I think that was kind of her making an excuse because she sounded really good.
Yeah.
And I think that she was just afraid of bringing her daughter down because she thought that maybe her daughter was so good at country. I think that the mom got a little, got in her own way a little bit.
Yeah.
I think her mom psyched herself out.
Yeah. But then we had Gracia, the state fair singer.
State fair?
Who yodeled.
What?
But she didn't yodel this time.
Nope.
No, they sang a song, I think it was called Sin Wagon.
It definitely was called Sin Wagon by the Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
But I wrote down that she seemed really shy in rehearsal, and Blake was like, don't be insecure.
Yeah. Which
never works, but...
But, like, again, she seemed all shy and non-threatening, and then she came on stage, and she was having fun with it, and...
Yeah. It was a weird dynamic, though. I felt like... hostility between them,
mm-hmm.
Two Steel Girls and Gracia, and it made me a little uncomfortable.
Oh.
And I think that...
I feel like it's weird. What do you do with the duo in some cases? Like
A lot.
I know you can
book
do a lot.
Everywhere.
You can do a lot.
Find them.
But
but send them on tour.
But if they, you know, it's kind
pay
of...
Pay them.
Okay. Competing with, like, one single person.
Yeah, well, that's what's hard, and I think that's part of what the mom psyched herself out for, because Blake said they really have to work on blending,
because mm-hmm.
they were both trying to, and this happens sometimes, people, like, over-sing it, not that they did, but they're both trying to, like, you know, shine,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard, you know, because especially if you're going up against one other person...
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if I was a single person, I would be really intimidated. So
yeah,
I think it can work either way.
Yeah,
but you really the mindset has to be like, well, we just got to go have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, in the end, that's always kind of who gets it, the one who just seems to be having more of a good time.
Yeah, because you could tell that they really love it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the daughter had a really serious face. She just had a really serious look on her face.
Yeah.
Like, really intense. And I couldn't tell. At first,
like,
I
don't think she smiled ever.
No. At first, I couldn't tell if they were, like, playing it like, oh, we're against each other, like, in a, like, this is to entertain everybody way.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they were playing it in, like, a, oh, we're in on this together way. It was kind of confusing.
Okay. Yeah.
So, sorry. Two Steel Girls. That's Gracia. Adam wanted to steal her and whatnot. So, yeah. Next is Team CeeLo with Rob Thomas as the judge, right?
Yeah. This was actually our last battle round because before we were going through so many people all the time. And, you know, now we're just in battle round. So we have Amanda Brown and Trevin Thomas.
Trevin Hunt.
Sorry, I read Rob Thomas. Trevin Hunt, who, yeah, if you guys remember, I'm sure you do, was like the most fantastic, amazing person ever when he sang Listen.
Listen.
Yeah, sort of like that.
I am a loner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of like that.
Kind
of
like
he,
that.
I mean, he was like amazing and he's 17, but he looks like
he's
30.
He's 18. Yeah. Or maybe he's...
I don't... He's one of those.
He's, like,
but
much
he looks
younger
30.
Than her.
Like, he looks grown up. That's crazy.
He does.
But, I mean, as a result of being actually 17, he's insecure, you know, about his ability. He doesn't even realize how good he is. And he just feels bad about it, which is sad. But Amanda is, like, a seasoned professional, has sung with everyone, knows what it's like to be on stage, has like a crazy voice.
She seems like she knows her voice better. She's sung with Adele. And Trevin had he was the one that had his some eighth grade idiot teacher tell him that like crush his dreams.
Yeah. You know, it's weird that I guess that wasn't that long ago for him.
Yeah.
You know, it's still...
Yeah, I guess it's like 4 years.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then they sang Mariah Carey's Vision of Love. And, I mean, they were like crazy. It was like unreal.
Well, Amanda Brown looked so excited because she just started singing it. And it was like a little like, I get it. But it really, I could feel Trevin like really like
getting
tensing
scared.
Up and being like, oh, okay, she knows this song. And then he kept being like, I'll try. Like, I'm trying to do, you know? And that was sad because it's like, oh, he could totally do it. But it's the confidence.
Yeah, it was the confidence. And also, yeah, she has experience. And with experience, you get confidence. And I just feel like at the end of the day, they were both, like, all the judges said they were the best battle rounds, you know?
I agree.
The best voices, the strongest voices, and Adam and Christina were pushing their buttons to steal them even before
any buttons didn't work.
Even before either of them were cut.
Yeah. Well, Adam was standing up on his chair, was like, I'm committing to whoever you don't pick. Actually said that.
Yeah. So
that pretty much says it all. They had a little like runs, a little sing off. They were just, like, at each other.
They were going at each other. They were definitely both very powerful singers in kind of the same way, in a similar way.
Listen.
Yes.
Just kidding. They sang Mariah Carey, but... Yeah. Which is a crazy choice for CeeLo. And then CeeLo totally underestimated Amanda Brown. And it was kind of clear that he thought that Trevin would win. And that she didn't have the range that he did.
He kept saying that he was really surprised by Amanda and that he didn't even realize it at all, that she was talented, like that talented, had that much of a range. He kept saying that.
Yeah, and then he said that he kept saying, oh man, I shouldn't have put you against each other. I can't lose both. I don't want to lose either one of you. Which is interesting. That means that I wonder if all the judges feel that way about their people. Yeah. If they on purpose, like, put someone against someone that they think is more or less.
I think probably for the first battle round, you have to. because it's like now you have all these people on your team. You have to get rid of people.
Yeah.
You know you have to get rid of half of them. Ooh. But anyway, so she ended up going with her instinct, her gut, she said, and she chose Adam.
Yeah, because she likes to go outside of the box and wants to become the artist that she wants to become. By going on tour and stuff, she realized that she wants to do her own thing. And she went with Adam, which is very interesting. But Adam seemed the most, like, passionate about it.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the stealing. What do you think about it?
Well, so basically, I thought, really, it kind of sucks for the first people that go for the battle round because, no, even if they wanted to, they couldn't get saved or stolen, you know, because everyone's team is full. So the more that people's teams, like, empty out, the more people will get lucky. Mm-hmm. It's also, it seems like an emotional roller coaster because someone said at one point, like, oh, I thought I was going home, but, like, no, but the guy, whoever was up against Diego.
JR.
Was he stolen?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then it was somebody else.
You mean...
Trayvon, maybe?
Colin.
Maybe Colin? Yeah. He was like, oh, I thought I was all ready to go home. I thought I was... And then, like, I didn't. Which is, like, amazing. I think that's good because sometimes you're... For whatever reason, your performance that day isn't what you know it could be. And if someone sees something in you like you could do better, then...
Also, I think it's good for situations like CeeLo's where Amanda and Trevin were put against each other because he didn't realize how good she was. And then she would have just been gone forever. And that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
So it's really good in that kind of thing when they don't realize it. And it's kind of like, oh, good, they get a second chance. It's not all, like, so cutthroat.
Yeah, and I wonder why he didn't realize it. I don't know, because of her audition or something?
Well, she sang Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
And
I guess she didn't, like, show all of her range in, like, that one song. Otherwise, you're going to be doing, like, runs, like, over singing it the whole time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but you know what? It's good for her for being able to work with more than one judge and also one coach. And also good for her for having someone who now knows how talented she is. And then Blake was like, I think you're hot.
Yes.
I was like, is this going somewhere, Blake?
And then he was like, and Trevin, I think you're hot, too. He said, you're sexy.
You're damn sexy. Or I'd be damned if I'm not attracted to you by the end of the song or something like that.
Yeah. So there it was, you guys. First round of the battles. Rounds.
First battle rounds.
Wow. So do we want to go into some predictions?
Sure.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So, because we haven't really, you know, seen any of the other battle rounds, maybe we should just pick one who we think is going to win the whole thing from this battle round.
If we could pick one from this.
Yeah.
Man, I want Deborah to win.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yeah, because she's cool and she's, like, so interesting. And I just think that there's no one like her in terms of voice and just...
Yeah.
I think she has a really interesting look that's really, like, current. I don't know.
I like Deborah because I like her personality and her voice is like, oh,
yeah.
My God.
And it's, like, interesting. It's not just, like, it's not
just really good.
Yeah, it's just not a really good voice coming out of, like, some weird, like, exterior you wouldn't imagine it to. It's, like, everything. It's, like, amazing voice coming out of somewhere where you wouldn't think, you know? I think That surprise is, like, I don't know. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say Deborah, too.
Yeah. Can we talk about how during Adam's emotional speech to Deborah, her dad was like, yes, it is.
That's
yes,
right.
And I'm like, they have been in church for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
because yeah. they were talking like church.
Definitely.
But they were super happy for her, and I'm really glad.
We're really happy for her, too.
Yes, we are. But thank you guys for tuning in, and you can check us out. You can check me out, Michelle Macedo, at Michelle Macedo M on Twitter, or Macedo Music, and Melissa.
And I'm at Melissa Macedo M and at Macedo Music, too. So thanks for listening, guys. Have a great night.
And tune in next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.